Hello, and welcome to Bookmarked, where you can take a pause and dive into the wide world of literature. Now, before I get started, really, I want to just let everybody know that the views expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Benton School District and are the participants themselves. So now that that's out of the way, hello, friends. Today, we are recording our senior episode because, so there's four of us around the table. We're going to introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Abby. I've been with podcasts for 3 years.
Hello, I'm Austin, and I've been with podcasts for the 3 years.
Hello, I'm Addison, and this is my first year on the podcasting.
Hi, I'm Allie, and this is my first and last year on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so today in our senior episode, we want to talk to you guys about three things. We're going to go around the table and talk about our favorite episode that we've recorded, one of our favorite books that we've read, and then advice for any, you know, budding podcasters that might be listening to us. So, with that said, Austin, do you want to start us off?
I will start us off. So, my favorite episode that I've recorded over the past 3 years would have to be the author interview with Sarah Goodman over Eventide. It was just a book filled with mystery, and Sarah Goodman was so nice, and it's just my favorite because I got an insight into the writing behind the book, and just a really good book in general.
My favorite episode I did was one I did with Addison, and it's The Summer I Turned Pretty. It was my first episode I did, and it's a book series I've loved for a long time, and when the show got made, I thought it was the perfect podcast episode to do.
We thought it was really fun to compare the book and the series and just dig into those differences.
And what we liked and didn't like about it.
Yeah.
My favorite episode that I recorded is Song of Achilles, which, not to, you know, plug my own episode, but you guys should go listen to it. It was really good. And I liked it so much because, to me, the most effective podcast episode is one where you come away from it having figured something, like a deeper meaning out from the book. And I felt like my recording buddy and I really dug into Song of Achilles and talked about all the kinds of cool stuff. So,
and we'll go into our favorite book currently. This isn't, you know, lifelong. But my favorite book is The Stolen Heir by Holly Black. It just came out this year, and it's kind of like a spinoff of sorts from the Quill Print series. It's about the younger brother of Jude, Oak, and his, you know, quest across his country to save his father. And we get to meet a bunch of new characters that weren't introduced in the series. And I think, you know, I'm not saying if you like The Quill Prince, you're going to like this, but I think it's a great book on itself, by itself, and anyone listening should read it.
Oh, my favorite book series was The Inheritance Games, all three of those books. I thought they were riveting. You felt like you were in the book. They're really quick reads, like easy reads, and like you just get pulled into that world. And you're rooting for characters, you hate characters, just altogether a great read.
So my favorite book is Perks of Being a Wallflower. And this is actually a book we read for book club. And it uprooted my previous favorite book, Harry Potter, which had been there forever. And I just love the writing style of it, how the clues are scattered throughout the book on the final twist, which I won't go over. But you look back at the book and you reread it a second time, and you can just see everything that and how the end twist has affected the character throughout his first year of high school.
I think my favorite book, one of my top five probably, is The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern. And so I need to shout out my mom because she's the one that introduced me to it. So Mom, I love the book. Thank you so much. Y'all, I think I read that book in less than a day. Like, it's so good. It's one of those books that you can come back to and just fall in love with it all over again. And I love that. I think that's great.
Finally, we'll give y'all some advice for y'all budding podcasters. Our first little bit of advice would have to be that your transcripts should be short. They're not scripts. They're a summary of what you're going to talk about. And it's okay to go off script.
I think kind of segueing and off of our transcript thing, Try to stay on track. Like, your transcript should be like an outline of what you want to talk about. And it's okay to talk about something that's not on the transcript, but not if you completely lose sight of what you were talking about before, like the overarching point of your episode. So that's important to keep in mind.
Also, keep in mind, don't make them too long. I mean, if you're going to have good material for a long period of time, that's perfect. But don't just keep repeating yourself, and because you want to keep your audience interested in what you're saying. You know, if it's a 10-minute episode, but it's really good, that's just as good as a 40-minute episode that is, you know, just going on for way too long. Time doesn't equal quality.
And I think, finally, when you're doing your episode, you need to focus on your commentary. People wouldn't listen to your episode if they wanted you to summarize the book. You know, they want to gain a deeper insight into what they're reading, and your episode can be a tool to help them do that. But don't just summarize it.
No one's here to listen to a summary. Like, you can see this in some of our earlier episodes, like the Harry Potter episodes, which are just straight summaries of the book, and it's a bunch of rambling, and they're way too long, and there's no staying on track, and the transcripts are super long. These are perfect examples of what not to do. Never make a Harry Potter episode. I'm kidding. Harry Potter episode. Harry Potter is great.
Make mistakes.
You should not try to cram 4 Harry Potter books into a single episode. That's what we did, and oh, God bless.
It was a trip.
Yeah, it was a trip. I think this podcast is a great way to find new books and for people who love a book to get a way to discuss it. And, you know, if you already read the Harry Potter series, you're not going to want to just listen to the summary.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to someone else who loves it, discuss it.
My last little piece of advice is have fun. This is going to be something that's going to be so much fun if you make it so much fun. So have fun doing it. Mm-hmm. Well, any last thoughts, everyone?
I'm glad I did this. I started my sophomore year of high school, and I wasn't sure. Like, at first, I didn't even want to record anything. And that's because I hate my voice on recording. I think it's terrible. But I'm really glad I kind of put myself out there and tried something new, because it's been, like, really fun.
Yes, it has. And I'm glad we've left something behind at our school that's going to outlive us.
Mm-hmm. Not outlive us.
Not outlive us. Yeah, outlive our
career. I really
hope
I'm here for a while, guys.
Well, if there isn't anything else, this is Bookmarked Podcast, and we will be signing off. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.